Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzer with you today. Angus breeder John Pfeiffer joining us again as we talk about Angus Link, Angus Source, and more in just a moment.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Outgoing president of the American Angus Association, John Pfeiffer, says he's proud of some of the programs that have been put in place by the Angus Association to help their Angus breeders help their commercial cattle producers that buy bulls from them. Programs like Angus Source and Angus Link.
Yes, we have the Angus Link program that we have purchased and are in the process of a redesign and doing a relaunch because we probably didn't do things the best way the first time, but we're trying to help those. They're going to have a lot of PVP programs attached to it, which we think is where the future is in the fact that as we begin, the Chinese market could open tomorrow. It might be 3 years, but it could open tomorrow. And with the new Japanese market opening up, these PVPs are going to become very valuable. So we have that.
Tell us what the acronym is. Right?
Okay, the PVP would be the Process Verified Programs,
right.
And we have like five of them to offer. We could go through the whole realm, but they're going to be a real value to our producers. Then you add to that the new research project that we've got on trying to identify those cattle with high immunity, and we'll be able to work that through the genomics chips to identify that. I think we're going to, number one, provide better tools for our breeders, but we'll also be able to provide better tools for our consumers because we should hopefully, if this high immune response does what we think it's going to do, we'll be able to reduce the amount of antibiotics and find those cattle to be healthier. And it'll also help our grading with the CAB because we have some of them that due to sickness and stuff that don't make the grade they could. So it offers lots of possibilities for us.
You've obviously had to do some traveling. You've talked to a lot of Angus breeders around the country, these guys that are producing the purebred Angus cattle that are supplying, being kind of the engine to drive CAB and a lot more. What's the mood of the Angus breed right now?
I think for the most part it's pretty good. And people are happy. There is some concern about the amount of change that's taking place. But I think in the same token that we're all concerned about the amount of change that's taking place in our life. And I don't think, one of the presentations we had today is they talked about you can't ignore change. And he talked about sticking your head in the sand. And I think that's where we're at. And, yes, we would all like to go back to the simpler times and things were there. But I think we're going to have to accept the fact that change is inevitable and it's going to occur at faster rates than we've seen in ages. And we're just all going to have to learn how to adapt. And we're going to find that some of the things that we believed true about cattle before may not have been as true. But they were the best tools we had at that time, and we've used them to go forward. And the new tools we're going to have are going to allow us to move forward at an even faster pace.
Seems like over the years we got cattle real big, we got them real small, got them back big again, and now we're obviously paying a lot more attention to those numbers, those EPD numbers.
Yes, we are paying a lot more attention to the EPD numbers, and they're beginning to be a lot more genomic-driven. But in the same token, we still can't quit collecting our phenotypic data, because the phenotypic data is what drives the genomic data, and the two have to function together. So it's important for our breeders and all breeders that as they capture this data, that they're going to have to report it in to validate the genomics information that we have and make it better as we go forward.
Okay. Outgoing president of the American Angus Association, John Pfeiffer. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, November 7th on Dish Network Channel 997, SLA TV, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. 8 a.m. start time with 20,800 head to be offered, 2,500 yearling steers, 1,400 yearling heifers, 14,000 weaned calves, and 1,700 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.